So from what you've seen so far, it kind of reminds me a little bit about the questions that came up about alectinib versus crizotinib with ALK, which is why is it better? Is it just a better, you know, targeted therapy, or is it something to do with better effect in the brain? What do we know about that in terms of EGFR and osimertinib versus, say, erlotinib?
Sure. So when you treat patients with erlotinib, gefitinib, or afatinib, nearly half of them will develop resistance mediated by T790. Now, what we can say is when you treat them frontline with osimertinib, in the phase one experience that we are publishing in JCO, not a single patient developed T790 as the resistant mechanism. So you're shutting down exactly entirely that pathway as a potential mechanism of resistance. And as a result of that, you see a median PFS that was reported in that trial of approximately 20 months. So when you have a patient with EGFR, now the current approach is you give them erlotinib or gefitinib or afatinib, you have a median PFS of about 10 to 11 months, and half of them will develop T790, and you give them osimertinib, and you get another median PFS of about 10 months to 11 months. So the case has been put forward, by giving both of these in a sequential approach, you might get to 20, 22 months. But the fact that is not accounted for is what happens to the other 50% that does not develop T790, and they don't get a chance to have a better outcome. So this is shifting the biology of disease away from T790 and having a strategy that delays and avoids resistance. And this is what all of our strategies with targeted therapies are. How can we delay resistance? How can we avoid resistance? We also know that osimertinib has activity in the brain, but in my view, a lot of the effect may be from shutting down T790 and perhaps some to the brain effects of it.
Globally, are brain mets more of a problem in terms of resistance, particularly in the first-line setting with ALK as opposed to EGFR?
Yes, the ALK-positive patients tend to have brain mets far more commonly than we see with EGFR mutation.
So is it your take, because, you know, this issue came up again with ALK and alectinib, that indirectly, is it going to turn out that by giving osimertinib up front, I guess people talk about the time to progression compared to going with, say, erlotinib, and then in, as you say, the patients with T790, osimertinib. Globally, do you think there'll be a greater global benefit to patients by starting with osimertinib?
I think if the phase 3 trial results show that the type of results we saw in the phase 1 experience are held up, when you have a median PFS of approximately 19, 20 months, it would be hard not to use that in the first-line therapy. Another factor is tolerability. We know that osimertinib is easier for patients to tolerate compared to either erlotinib, gefitinib, or afatinib. So I do feel that there will be a shift in paradigm if these numbers hold up.